Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood SART guide to navigating this crazy world, one day at a time. Ever find yourself mindlessly shoveling food into your face while scrolling through social media? You know, the type of eating where you finish a whole bag of chips before realizing what happened. Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? We can do better. Today, we're diving into the powerful practice of mindful eating and how it can help us nourish our bodies and minds in a truly meaningful way. Think about it. Food isn't just fuel, it's an experience. It connects us to our senses, to our history, to cultures around the world. When we eat mindfully, we savor each bite, appreciate the flavors, textures, and aromas. We become present in that moment, rather than letting our thoughts wander or our emotions dictate what and how much we consume. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you transform your relationship with food. Number 1. Slow down. Seriously, put down your phone, turn off the TV, and create a dedicated space for eating. It might feel awkward at first, but trust me, it's worth it. Imagine sitting down to a delicious meal, savoring each bite, feeling the flavors dance on your tongue. Now, imagine doing that while checking emails or watching some mindless reality show. Which one sounds more appealing? Exactly. Number 2. Engage your senses. Food is meant to be enjoyed with all your senses. Notice the colors, the shapes, the textures of the food before you even take a bite. Inhale those aromas deeply. Then take a bite and let it melt in your mouth. Pay attention to the different flavors that emerge: sweet, sour, salty, bitter, umami, how they interact with each other. This level of awareness elevates your entire eating experience. Number 3. Listen to your body. We've all been conditioned to eat until our plates are clean or we feel a certain amount of fullness. But what if we started paying attention to the subtle cues? Hunger pangs, feelings of satisfaction, these are your body's signals telling you when to start and stop eating. Learn to tune into them and don't ignore them. You'll be surprised at how much more intuitive you become about your needs. Number 4. Food is fuel, not a reward. We often use food as a way to cope with stress, boredom, or even success. But when we rely on food for emotional comfort, it can lead to unhealthy eating patterns. Instead, find other ways to manage your emotions: exercise, meditation, spending time in nature, and see food purely as the nutrient-rich fuel it is designed to be. Number 5. Practice gratitude. Before you take that first bite, pause for a moment and appreciate the gift of nourishment. Thank the farmers, the cooks, everyone involved in bringing this meal to your table. This simple act can shift your entire mindset and make even the most ordinary meals feel extraordinary. Think about a time when you really enjoyed a meal, maybe a special occasion, a home-cooked feast, or even a simple picnic. What made that experience so enjoyable? Was it the company, the ambience, the flavors, or something else entirely? Now, try to apply those same elements to your everyday meals. Take a few moments to truly savor each bite, appreciate the colors and textures of the food, and engage all your senses in the experience. Remember, mindful eating isn't about deprivation or perfection. It's about cultivating a deeper awareness and appreciation for the nourishment we receive. It's about creating a healthier, more fulfilling relationship with food, one that nourishes both our bodies and our souls. So, what are you waiting for? Take a deep breath, put your phone down, and truly savor your next meal. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Slow down, engage your senses, listen to your body, view food as fuel, and practice gratitude. It's time to transform your eating habits and unlock the power of mindful nourishment. Share this episode with a friend who could benefit from these insights, and leave a review if you enjoyed it. Your feedback helps me reach more people who are seeking mental fitness in their daily lives. And don't forget to tune in tomorrow for another dose of Stoic Wisdom. Until then, keep practicing those mental workouts, folks, and remember, every day is a fresh start.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.